Hi, welcome to the radio version of DC Public Safety. I'm your host, Len Sipes, and at our microphones today is Yanita Sanabria. She is with the Domestic Violence Unit of the Court Services and Offender Supervision Agency. And Yanita, welcome to DC Public Safety.
Thank you, Mr. Snipe.
Now, you deal with domestic violence, correct?
Correct.
And how long have you been with Court Services and Offender Supervision Agency?
For 3 years.
And you got involved in domestic violence because you were placed there, because you wanted to go there?
Actually, when I came to the agency, I was placed in general supervision.
Right.
And later on, someone wanted to transfer from the domestic violence intervention program into the general supervision, so we swapped. And that's how I ended up in the treatment.
So this is something you wanted to do, right?
Yes. Actually, my major is psychology, and I wanted to see the aspect of counseling.
I did a show a little while ago on the domestic violence issue. And the domestic violence unit, and I said that as a police officer, I was shocked because I never saw my parents hit each other. They would go behind closed doors and yell at each other, but I never saw them hit each other. And when I was a young police officer, actually I was a cadet with the Maryland State Police, and we were doing a ride-along, and we went to this home where a man was beating up his wife with a frying pan, and I was just appalled. It's something that I'll remember for the rest of my life. So domestic violence, you know, really struck me as being an everyday part of the criminal justice system, more prevalent than you would think, that the average person would think, correct?
Correct. And I think it happens as we speak, you know, there is a domestic violence happening in these, you know, homes. The only thing that the issue, you know, it's not known until it's brought to the court system.
Right.
And it's unfortunately for the victims that they live this type of, you know, life, suffering at hands of batterers.
Right.
When they come to the system, it is hard for them to recognize that they have a problem with their behavior.
A lot of males think that they have a perfect right to hit females. Now, I'm not discounting the fact that there are women who do battering, but the vast majority of the batterers are male.
That is correct. Statistics shows that there are more females hurt than there is males. And not to, as you say, not to diminish that, you know, females do not batter. They are.
Because they do.
They do. And but as men, they keep, you know, the pride, and they will not call the police and report the abuse. So, but I think it statistically shows that females are the ones that suffer more in regards of this issue. It's very unfortunately because, you know, we are seeing that the family, the kids and the females suffer a lot. So.
And that's a very important point, because the overwhelming majority of the offenders that we have are parents, and their kids are in that background or there, and they see the battering take place, and psychologically that's difficult.
That is correct. And unfortunately, some men will use that power and control, as we call it, to utilize the children as a means to stay and, you know, beat the woman in the house. It is unfortunately, once they come to the system, the family gets separated and they try to manipulate to return to the relationship.
Right.
But again, to manifest, you know, the same behavior. And they are doing a lot of harm to the child. I can, you know, relate to a story that I have,
Please.
I was 15 at that age, you know, when I basically saw someone else doing domestic violence. And it's been probably 16 years. And at that time, I told the parents, you know, not to fight in front of the children. And they kept, you know, fighting, and that's what they did. And
now, was this part of your job as a community supervisor?
No,
this is before.
This is
when you were younger.
A younger age.
Fine.
Just, you know, to relate the impact of domestic violence in children and in the family.
Right.
The latest notice that I have on this family is, you know, that the children's basically, they are still together. They say we are going to save the marriage for the sake of the children.
Right.
It ended up that the children have not finished high school. They are in dysfunctional, you know, families.
Right.
So to say it's a great impact that domestic violence has, you know, in the family. And sometimes, you know, the culture, especially, you know, there are some culture that will blame the children if they commit the same mistake as the parents.
Right.
So I think domestic violence is an issue that people have to be conscientious about it and educate, be educated. Right now, we provide treatment to the diverse population here in the district. We have a Spanish program for the Latino community,
right,
in the district. So that, you know, is another realm of people that we serve. So
And I think you're 1,000% correct in terms of the impact on the kids, because one of the things that always amazes me is the long-lasting impact, not just on the female or male victim, and again, the overwhelming majority of the times they are female victims, mm-hmm, but it's the kids.
Right.
The kids, it is oftentimes what we call domestic violence, we're not just talking about being slapped once. And we're also talking about emotional intimidation,
mm-hmm,
emotional, I guess, almost being imprisoned within your own home.
Right.
But the kids see this on a day-in, day-out basis, and it has a profoundly negative impact on them and their potential to grow up as healthy, complete human beings.
It certainly does. We can see that the child start to develop the same pattern as the parents, you know, once they date probably the same type of man that the mother, you know, was in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a great impact in the life of that child. So I think there is a lot of more work to be educate, you know, to educate the community about the domestic violence and what it is.
And it's hopefully not we're doing that just now, talking about the complete picture in terms of what we talk. When we say domestic violence, it is far more comprehensive and far more difficult than most people think.
Right. It's you know, the physical abuse, but also there is the psychological abuse, the verbal abuse that it entails. So it's a very complex issue, and some people are diminish the impact on that on the child.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, this is a family affair, as we can say.
Yanita, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Mr. Stein.